Stuart Pid Hall wasn't surprised their carefully laid out plans had gone to hell almost the second they'd touched down in Algeria. Rescue missions like these never went according to plan, but that hadn't kept the SEAL team from hoping maybe this time would be the exception. Dealing with people whose emotions were high, as well as those who loved to incite a crowd into violence just because they could, tended to mess up even the best plans. The sitting president had been in power for 20 years, and the citizens of Algeria were fed up with the corruption in his government. Protests had broken out. At first, they'd been peaceful, but as time wore on, more and more violence had begun to creep into the country. The government had begun to crack down on the protesters, but that didn't quell the enthusiasm and desire of the people to fight for change. It only fanned the flames. Certain groups were also inciting the protesters for their own agendas. In addition, reports indicated that rival political parties, representatives from foreign countries, and even private groups had joined the protests and were purposely turning peaceful gatherings into violent, out-of-control mobs hell-bent on destroying everything in their path. Homes and businesses were being broken into, then burned down. Murders were up 403%. And there had even been 3 kidnappings of foreign nationals. It all added up to one hell of a powder keg, which was what had brought Pid and his SEAL team to the area. They'd been tasked with evacuating U.S. Embassy employees until the country and the situation stabilized. They'd flown into the city of Algiers on the coast of the African country just as the sun was setting. Fires from the current protests burned vividly against the night sky as they flew toward their target building. The evacuation on the roof of the U.S. Embassy had gone smoothly so far, until a small boy had brought up the possibility of his nanny being missing. Normally, Pid wouldn't have been so concerned. The woman could have simply been evacuated on an earlier transport, or maybe the child was wrong about his nanny's nationality, in which case it was out of his hands. They were only allowed to evacuate American citizens. But something about the child's urgency had dinged Pid's radar. They had a bit of a wait before the next chopper would arrive. Not much, but some. The ambassador's home wasn't far from the embassy, a few blocks at most. Pid was sure he could get to the house, check for the missing woman, and make it back before the last chopper left. Slate volunteered to go with him. And after a brief conversation with Mustang, their team leader, and getting his approval, they set off into the dark night to find the woman. The boy had said her name was Monica. They'd verify her identity and nationality, then get back to the embassy and get the hell out of there. What should have been an easy snatch and grab, so to speak, turned out to be anything but. The mob outside the embassy had grown in numbers in the relatively short time since the team's chopper had landed on the roof. Currently, their actions had nothing to do with democracy or protesting the current president, and everything to do with destroying things for the sake of destruction by the looks of things. Looting was rampant. People were running everywhere, arms full of whatever they could carry. No building was immune, and it wasn't just businesses. Homes were just as vulnerable to the lawless men and women. From what Pid could tell, many of the most destructive looters didn't look like Algerians. Shaking his head at the blatant violence and of the depths of depravity he was witnessing, he and Slate did their best to avoid the worst of the crowds. It took them longer than they wanted to reach the ambassador's residence, where the little boy had been certain Monica would be waiting for the family's return.